All right, welcome back to Mythbusters. Up to myth number 144. Today's question is one allowed to use? Here, I brought a prop with me here. Some of these sticky tabs or post-it notes or the like on Shabbos. Just this past week on Shabbos in B'nai Shurim Beis Medrash, somebody opened up a sefer, and inside, stuck to the page, where it was like a post-it note, and they wanted to know, you know, it was like covering the area that they were trying to read, and they wanted to know, are they allowed to remove it from the page? So that's the question. So the potential isser involved is the malacha of tofer. Tofer is sewing. They sewed the urios in the Mishkan. And as it told underneath, the av malacha of tofer would be any form of connecting two disparate items in a very significant way, such as sewing. Like you really turn it, these two different threads into one entity. So the same thing would be true by gluing. If you glue two pieces of paper together, by stapling pieces of paper together, those would all be told us of tofer. And the inverse malacha is korea, to rip, to tear apart an entity, which is, again, combined. If I were to rip this sweater, this shirt, which is tefira was done, it was sewn together, so that would be the malacha of korea. So the question is, does using a post-it note, a sticky tab, meet the threshold, the standard of tofer, and then the inverse being korea, because it's very, it's not so adhesive, to say the least. So let's go at the opposite extreme. There are definitely certain connections that would certainly not violate the malacha of tofer and then korea. One obvious example would be using a button. All right, I'm not going to unbutton my whole shirt here, but you can imagine if I were to, you know, unbutton, if a shirt is unbuttoned, so it's completely separate. If a jacket is unbuttoned, it's completely separate. You can then connect these two sides by buttoning the entire shirt. All right, a lot of props today. Buttoning the entire jacket. So is that a violation of tofer on Shabbos? And would unbuttoning a shirt or jacket be a violation of korea on Shabbos? The answer is definitively no, because that's such an insignificant, you're not really connecting the two disparate parts. Okay, on the flip side, sewing stitches could very well be a violation of the malacha of tofer. Gluing things together would be a violation of the malacha of tofer. So where exactly do we draw the line is the question here, at least one of the main questions. And that is discussed in a tshuva by Rav Asher Weiss in his Minchas Asher Sheilos Tshuvas Chelek Sheni, Simen Lamites. Truthfully, he's discussing a slightly different question, and that is like test tubes. Doctors from Shari Tzedek asked him, and they had to use... take blood on Shabbos and put the blood in these plastic or glass test tubes and then put the label, stick the label around the tube. So would that also be a malacha of tofer? And then would that be a malacha of tofer? So that was a question he's discussing. Towards the end of the tshuva, he alludes to our question here, and he does so by bringing in a klal of the Aruch HaShulchan. I think I quoted this when I did stitches on Shabbos in the Mythbuster series, but it's a pretty well-known idea from the Aruch HaShulchan, and it gives us a clear demarcation point of, at least somewhat clear demarcation point of where to draw the line on something which is tofer and something which is not, like, you know, buttoning a shirt together. So what the Aruch HaShulchan says, we can think of it easily in terms of the inverse malacha of korea. He says, whenever you have an item that if you were to separate it, right? Two items were brought together, and now you separate it in a way that the two items which are separated are now completely left intact, as it was before you connected them. That is not a violation of korea. So for example, my buttons, okay? Very likely zippers, although there are some machmirim on zippers, but most so that, you know, zippering up a jacket is also not a violation of tofer, and therefore unzipping it is not korea. Because when you're done with the unzipping process, when you're done with the unbuttoning process, the two entities are completely left intact. I would have never known that they were buttoned together or zipped together in the first place. Masha Enkid, something which actually has tefira done to it, like my shirt, like my sweater, which actually was sewn together, like two pieces of paper which are glued together. If I were to glue these two pieces of paper together, really stick them together, when I separate them, you're going to see that this page is going to be partially ripped. If there's a sticker which is really, you know, very strongly connected to this piece of paper, and I rip it off, you're going to see some of the paper coming off of the sticker. That's because that was tofer. If I rip this shirt, if I rip the pieces of paper which are glued together, that's korea, because their initial connection was so strong, was so adhesive, that both items are going to be ruined in the process. The Aruch HaShulchan says, "B'tofer u'midvah kishayirtze lahashivim lakadmusim." When something which is been sown, when you want to return it to its initial state, behechrich lekalkalam, you automatically are going to ruin it and destroy it. So it says the Aruch HaShulchan, that is a litmus test for something which is tofer as opposed to non-tofer. Kosher, by the way, which is a malach of tying a knot, which is usher. The Aruch HaShulchan is bothered, why isn't tofer the exact same thing as kosher? Because he says when you untie a knot, you didn't ruin anything. That's a different malacha. Tofer and Korea are such a, you know, intricate connection between the two entities that unconnecting them ruins them. So with that in mind, the suggestion here is that it would not be usher to use these post-it sticky tabs on Shabbos because, look, you know, you put it down, take it up, nothing happens. It's as if it was never there. That, you know, signifies the fact that it's not such a strong connection and therefore wouldn't reach the standard of Tofer and then the inverse of Korea. There is another part, a potential other kula, of if it's a Tefir She'eino Shel Kayama. If it's only going to be there for less than 24 hours, then for sure it wouldn't be a violation of Tofer or Korea because it's not Shel Kayama. It's too temporary. So there are some who are machmir. There are some who don't necessarily take this opinion of the Aruch HaShulchan, that's one opinion, to the bank, and there's room to be machmir if you don't want to use them. But I think for those who would want to use these sticky tabs or post-it notes, it's so insignificant that there's a lot of room to be makel to allow them to be used on Shabbos.